We appreciate God for how far He has brought us. God has been speaking in diverse ways, and it's as if we are at the threshold of taking hold of what God has prepared for us, coming to bring revival to our generation. And God has brought this mission meeting to usher us into this great move of God in our generation. And we need to really, really pray. I want us to look at some steps that the Lord, our Lord Jesus himself, before he could stand to go and possess the gate for God, what did he do? So that we can also look at it and pray that today is the last day, we must not go, because living here, we are living to possess the gate for God. And God must do something to our lives if we need and if we will possess the gate for the Lord. And so I want us to take some cue from the book of Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, I'm reading from verse 13 to verse 17. Matthew 3, 13 to 17. We want to borrow some cue and pray with that. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Brethren, I want us to take cue from this. Our Lord Jesus Christ was born by the Holy Spirit, just as we have been told that we need to be born by the Holy Spirit. For us to possess the gate, we cannot go with our natural life. So God gave birth to him, and it seems that what happened to him was very visible, because when he came to John and wanted John to baptize him, John could see that this is a life that does not need baptism. He is already clean. Why is he coming? Because his baptism is unto repentance. And it's as if the Lord Jesus has already had the seed that need not to be cleansed again. So first of all, the first prayer tip I want us to pray is to check your life very well. Majority of us are in the meeting, and the servant of God and all the people that are coming, they are talking about this need for the seed. The seed to possess the gates. The first thing that we must collect in this meeting is this seed. I don't know whether you are joining this meeting today. I want to recommend to you that there is a seed that you need. And this seed, it must be evident. You must know that you have it. Jesus knew it. Even John saw that he had a seed. I want you not to be presumptuous. Check your life. Do you have the seed? Have you received this seed that God is promising us? If you don't have it, it is time now to pray and beg God, because today is the last day. You must not leave this meeting without the seed. So our first prayer point is to check and pray that God give me this seed. But in case you have this seed, this is the next step that he took. He saw that the seed is not enough. He needed power from on high. He needed to be endued with power from on high. And we have come to know that actually our natural abilities, whatever we have, cannot take us to the gate to possess the gate. So the Lord Jesus was ready to do everything he can to get this power. And I'm begging that God will show us what he did. He came, first of all, came down to John. He traveled all the way to John as if he saw that for him to get to where he has to go, a man needs to contribute something to his life. He, as God himself, he was God, as the Bible says, but he needed to submit to a man. He came to John, and John had to do what? Had to, is the one that will baptize him for him to receive whatever power he needed to go and possess the gate. And this issue of discipleship, I want to also bring it again. I don't know what you think and what you feel. What is it that you have that this bell is ringing? Be in discipleship relationship. If you really, really mean to possess your gifts, a man needs to contribute something to your life. God has positioned vessels that need to bring you to the gate. Do not allow yourself to be deceived by the devil. Jesus himself came to a man, God, but he submitted to John, and we saw that John, as he persisted, John also allowed him. Thank God. I'm praying that in this meeting you are going to pray and say, Lord, I cannot stand on anything. Help me, locate me to those that can bring me to the gate, those that can prepare me so that I can go and take the mantle. But one thing I also saw in the life of Jesus was his humility. The Lord was so humble. As God himself, he was able to submit himself to a person that he himself created so that he can get to the gate. That humility of heart is something that I see that God is also requiring from us, that we must humble ourselves. We must humble ourselves if God will bring us to the gate. We need to cry to them. You need to pray and say, tell God, break every stubbornness in me. Break every stubbornness. There are so much stubbornness in us as youth that if God will prevail in our lives, we need to pray this prayer this morning. Whatever is making you to be stubborn, not to be submissive, not to bring yourself even under discipleship, not to bring yourself for God to train you, you are going to beg God this morning. Father, oh, proud people cannot be taken to the throne. The Lord Jesus humbled him. Himself. He saw that there is a requirement. He said, permit it to be so. I must fulfill all the righteous requirements. I must bring myself down so that God will bring his spirit upon me. I must be brought down. As you humble yourself, the Bible says, humble yourself and the Lord will lift you up. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and because of that, we saw what came upon him. So brethren, the next prayer tip is that, God, I beg you, every stubbornness in me, anything that makes me to feel like I have arrived, anything that makes me to feel like I have enough. You know, you have been in this meeting. You have not answered any altar call. Then why did you come here? The Lord Jesus that we are following, he even answered altar call. Don't you know that that call that he followed, the Bible says he joined the crew of sinners, though he was not a sinner, so that God can give him what he needs to go and possess the gate. How can you be here and you will not answer any altar call? You are just here and you think that you have what it takes. Brethren, I beg you, let us pray and beg God. Lord, bring us down. The way up, according to the kingdom of God, is down. Be humble and God will lift you up. And the Lord show us that way. The next thing that I also want to, I saw in his life, was not that he was presumptuous. He knew that he needed something to take to the gate. So he humbled himself. And before he could go to the water baptism, the Bible recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 3:21-22, that Jesus was praying as he was going. Ha! It really, really touched my heart. He was praying. He saw that if God does not open the door, man can do his part. But this power that he's looking for, the power to go and possess the gates, it is not in the hand of a man. He needed to pray. He needed to cry out and say, God, the heavens unto me. Let the heavens be open unto me. If I will possess the gate in my generation, if I will arise and possess the gate, I cannot go on like this. I am born again good. I am even obedience good, but I need power. Let the heavens be open unto me. Our next prayer tip is that we are going to pray and tell God, Father, open the heavens unto us. Every place where you are gathered, wherever you are in the nations, every center, let it be a cry today. We must not leave this meeting until God come and bless us. We must cry unto God to open the gates at the heavens unto us. Pray for your life, brother. Pray for your life, sister. Ask God and say, God, I must not leave this meeting like that. Open your heavens unto my life. Let the heavens be open unto me, Father. Cry to God, pray the way you can pray until heaven pay attention to you. Tell God, pass me not. I am here to receive power. I am here to receive power. My generation is waiting for me. I must bring righteousness, oh Lord, upon the land. Oh, the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. I cannot go as I came. I need to be endued. Father, open the heavens unto me. Cry that prayer in your center. Pray that the heavens will be open unto you in your center. Beg God and say, God, as you are moving in this meeting, don't leave me behind. The Lord Jesus Christ prayed. He was not presumptuous. He was not assuming that just by going, he will receive the power. We need prayer to bring down the power of God. Prayer is the key, and that's why we are going to pray today. If you are hearing my voice at the sound of this meeting, the time you are going to pray, I beg you, cry out your heart, because you cannot go and face a giant in your natural strength. God must come and visit us today. So he prayed. And what is the next thing that he also did? Well, I saw that when he prayed, the heavens opened unto him. The heavens opened unto him. And the Bible said the Holy Spirit came upon him. And that is the power we need. That is the power we need. And I saw it like God bringing his stamp upon the Lord. He said that this is my only begotten son. As the Holy Spirit came upon him, that is when God made the public declaration that this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Of all the time he was here, God had not made the public declaration that Jesus is his son. And so the Holy Spirit came upon him. And I saw in John chapter 3, as God was saying, how can I be born again? How can I say you must be born of the word of God, which is water, and you must be born of the Holy Spirit. Jesus needed this thing to happen to him before God can confirm that this is my son. How will you be here and you are just depending on just the first seed? You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says anyone who does not have the Spirit of God in him, he is none of his at all. That is when you will know that you are a child of God. It is the stamp. It is the seal that God gives to us for us to know that we are children of God. Therefore, in this meeting, at every junction, cry to God, I must not go here. I need your Holy Spirit. Pray that God will visit your life with his Holy Spirit. Don't leave this meeting without the stamp, without the seal. Oh, I beg you. And which kind of Holy Spirit are we talking about? Are we talking about just speaking in tongues? I bet you that is not it. I want us to read Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. When the Holy Spirit came upon our Lord Jesus Christ, I will take it from verse 1. It's the temptation, but I will read verse 1 and go to the verse 11. He said, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit unto the wilderness. Verse 2, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. When he had the Holy Spirit, there was something that God needed to test to see whether the spirit is there. What did he do? He took him to the gate to be tempted by the devil, to check whether this spirit has power to overcome the gates that we are going to possess. I just want to beg you, because we are living in a generation where many of us has been filled, so-called filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir, when temptation comes upon us, we are down. We are not able to overcome. We speak in tongues, we blow in tongues, but we are the worst sinners. We blow in tongues, we masturbate. We blow in tongues, we are in fornication. We blow in tongues, we lie. We blow in tongues, all kinds of sins are still there. When Jesus was filled with this spirit, we saw that when temptation came to him, he was able to overcome the devil. Even God himself sent him to the gate to be tempted. And the devil tempted him with all the things that he tempted men, and they failed. Esau could not stand hunger. Jesus, because of the power of the Holy Spirit upon him, he overcame hunger. Food was not a problem. The worldly pleasure that the devil showed him could not succumb him. Why is it that your own Holy Spirit that you have received cannot help you to overcome temptation? Won't you put a question mark on it and cry out today? Why is that you are speaking in tongues? And yes, so temptation is bringing you down every day. Anytime you face any temptation, you cannot stand. Brethren, won't we ask questions? Don't we need another power? Don't we think that the devil, who is so deceitful, has deceived us because we can just speak a language? Language without power. Language without power. Can't we see that the devil has deceived us? Brethren, I want us to pray. If you would give away your fake Holy Spirit so that you collect the original that when they take you to the gate, you can stand and overcome the devil. That is what God wants to bring us onto. I want you to pray. Don't depend on your tongue speaking that does not have life to back it. You are going to cry and say, God, I must not leave this meeting like this. Father, that power that came upon Jesus, that original Holy Spirit that you gave to him, and he was able to go and do great things. He overcame the devil first. The devil tempted him. The Bible says he tried, and so he himself gave up. He tried and he gave up. He couldn't see that he cannot bring him down. Are we not looking for original? We are going to beg God. This meeting must give us the original. We will hand over our fake, our fake born again and our fake Holy Spirit, and we will collect the original. The power from on high must come upon us. We must cry in every center. Beg God, I must not go from here without you enduring me with the power that will help me to stand at the gates. That no matter what the devil will do, no matter the temptation that he is bringing, I will be able to stand. I will possess the land for God. Whatever land that God has given to us, we must go and possess it. And after this empowerment, just read your Bible. We saw the Lord Jesus doing great things, possessing the land. As long as he was on the earth, he said, as long as I am here, I am the light. He became the light. Darkness could not subdue him. There was no way darkness could even come near him. And that is what God is promising us in this meeting. Can we stand up wherever we are? We must cry to God. First of all, we must beg. Check, do you have the seed? Do you have the seed in you? Have you been here and you are dodging the seed? And you want to go out, the devil is waiting for you. He knows that you are in this meeting. May you collect the seed. What is the next thing? There are other requirements we must fulfill. Humility of heart. I saw the thirst and hunger that Jesus had, that he traveled from Galilee to Jordan River to receive this power. He was not presumptuous. Though son, he could not go as a son. He needed to be endued. That is why he came. Why will you be here? Jesus himself cried for it. He prayed for it. He took steps to get it. Why will you be here and you will not take steps? We are going to pray. I just beg God that this morning prayer prompt will leave you with no choice. You will cry out your heart, God, don't let me leave this meeting without all the things that I need. All these righteous requirements, I must fulfill it. I must fulfill it because living here, I'm going to face the gate. Living here, my gate is waiting for me. What must I do? You must cry for that life. You must cry also for humility of heart. You must cry that God will also give you all of the spirit of prayer to pray. You must cry for the authentic spirit, the overcoming spirit. May we pray in our centers. Rise up wherever you are. Cry out to God. Pray God. I woke up, I was not shouting.